Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, May 11th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, we're less than a month away from Apple announcing iOS 27 at WWDC, and a new report today corroborates that iOS 27 is adding a new feature to Safari to help you manage your tabs and stay organized. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the update will add a new Organize Tabs feature in Safari, located in the center top button where you can currently switch between tab groups. In this menu, users can choose the Organize Tabs option and set whether they want their tabs to be grouped automatically. When you select the Automatic option, iOS 27 says that tabs will group into topics as you browse. The feature isn't labeled as an Apple Intelligence enhancement, but it's clearly going to use some form of AI to work. This feature was first referenced in a code leak last month, and Gurman's reporting adds further corroboration that it is indeed in the works for iOS 27. iOS 27 will focus largely on a combination of stability improvements and new AI features. There are, however, a handful of other features that have leaked outside of those two categories. For example, Apple is reportedly adding a new Create a Pass feature to convert physical passes to digital ones in Apple Wallet. We expect more leaks to emerge in the weeks leading up to WWDC, which kicks off on June 8th. Next up today, macOS 27 is also set to be announced at WWDC, and Bloomberg reports that Apple is preparing to roll out a quote-unquote slight redesign for the next version of the Mac software. The update will feature a refinement of the Liquid Glass design language introduced last year, cleaning up some of the rough edges seen in the Tahoe implementation of the design. This will apparently include tweaks to the use of transparency and shadows across the system, which should address user criticism about poor contrast and poor readability when using certain Tahoe apps. According to Gurman, the Tahoe incarnation of Liquid Glass was somewhat unfinished. The changes to macOS 27 are meant to make Liquid Glass look like the way Apple's design team intended it to look from the start. Last year's OSs didn't necessarily suffer from design problems, Bloomberg says, but rather a not completely baked implementation from Apple's software engineering team. So essentially, Apple's designers are saying the problems aren't their fault, but rather the fault of engineers. So from the sound of it, if you hate the concept of Liquid Glass in general, you probably still won't like macOS 27. But if you have specific issues with readability on the Mac, like perhaps with the transparency of sidebars, macOS 27 might just deliver changes that make you happy. Bloomberg says that outside of these design tweaks, Apple will also use macOS 27 as an opportunity to deliver software reliability and efficiency improvements. This, again, is a strategy Apple is employing across all of its software platforms this year. Apple is expected to tell users that they can expect better performance and longer battery life after updating, which is similar to how they marketed the release of iOS 12. And of course, macOS 27 is also set to gain many of the new Siri features also coming to iOS 27, including the revamped Siri with a chatbot functionality and a dedicated Siri application. The Siri and Spotlight search functions will also be unified in macOS 27 this year. So much like iOS, macOS 27 is shaping up to have two primary focuses, that is performance and stability improvements and artificial intelligence. We are sponsored this week again by Bitwarden. You can get started with the Bitwarden Password Manager today, including a free plan with unlimited passwords, by hitting the link in the show notes or going to bitwarden.com. Bitwarden helps you generate and store strong, unique passwords and passkeys across all of your devices, so you're not reusing the same login everywhere. It also keeps things simple with autofill for passwords, cards, and identities, plus Vault health reports to flag weak or compromised passwords. With end-to-end encryption and built-in protection against phishing and data breaches, Bitwarden is trusted by over 10 million users and 50,000 businesses worldwide. So hit the link in the show notes or head to bitwarden.com to get started today and help keep all of your accounts protected. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring the show. In other news today, reports have been building about Apple potentially partnering with Intel to produce future chips for its products. And now a report from the Wall Street Journal says that a deal has officially been reached. The report says Apple and Intel have reached a preliminary agreement for Intel to manufacture some of the chips that power Apple devices. Intensive talks between the two companies have been ongoing for more than a year, the report says, and they hammered out a formal deal in recent months. Ming-Chi Kuo first reported last fall that Apple and Intel were exploring a partnership for future M-series chips for Macs and iPads. At the time, Kuo said that Intel might start producing these chips as early as 2027. Analyst Jeff Poo then followed up that report in December and saying that the potential partnership could extend to producing iPhone chips too, but not until 2028. Then, early last week, Bloomberg reported that Apple was exploring partnerships with both Intel and Samsung to diversify its chip production pipeline. That report, however, suggested talks were still very early and that no deal had been reached. The Wall Street Journal report, meanwhile, takes the opposite approach and said the talks had been ongoing for months and that a deal has indeed been reached. Besides the obvious competitive advantages of diversifying chip production, an Intel deal is also expected to help Apple boost its reputation with the U.S. government. Intel is now partially owned by the U.S., and the Trump administration has reportedly been making efforts to secure new deals for the company. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal report, the U.S. government played a key role in the Apple deal. President Trump is said to have personally advocated for Intel in meetings with Tim Cook at the White House. And again, it's important to remember that this isn't Apple moving back to Intel chips in any of its products. It's Intel serving as another fabrication partner for Apple. Apple will still design its own chips in-house, and they'll be produced by Intel along with TSMC. And for users and device performance, there will be no discernible change between the chips produced by either company. If Apple does intend to use Intel for chips as soon as 2027, we'll likely hear more specifics about this deal soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.